Hello, my name is CJ Merlo. I'm very grateful to Andrew Shita for organizing this Taku Red Room, and it's my pleasure to be here again. I'm going to talk about GitHub Actions in and for Red Room. Basically, this is a small introduction to what GitHub Actions are. They're relatively new, and probably most of you already know, but it's good to know how they are, what they are, and how they are organized. Well, they are flexible workflow. Execution environment triggered by repo event, a repository event. So it's an environment where you, in principle, you can run anything at all. And it's also free for open source repo, so you don't have to pay for it. So you can have it for your modules or whatever. You don't need to pay anything. There's probably a limit. I haven't bumped into that limit yet. But of course, if you start to run some Bitcoin mining or whatever, you will probably have some trouble. Anyway, the thing is that we call every one of the files is called a workflow. The workflows have jobs which are independent execution environments. So every job runs in its own environment. They are isolated from each other. And every job runs sequential steps. So every job we run this and then that and then, right? So we can use that for testing our Raku module. And we just need to do something like this. First, we decide on the kind of triggers that are going to start creating that workflow, right? Like in this case, it's push or pull request. Push is essentially you push onto a repository. A pull request is somebody else is opening a pull request or whatever. Then you give it a name. In this case, we just call it test. Then we say where it's running. There are roughly three kinds of environments, but four, but essentially three. Ubuntu or Windows or Mac. In this case, we are using the latest version of Ubuntu, which very recently was switched to 20.04. And then that's it. We run a step, and there's a single step, what looks like a single step, which is a GitHub action that's called Raku test action. And then this at sign indicates what kind of essentially where in the repository you're going to run that. So main means that whatever is in main, you're going to run that. But you can also use V1, for instance, for a tag, or you can use a specific commit hash or whatever, or nothing. By default, it will test, I mean, it will get whatever is in the repository in main. I mean, that's got its implication, but let's not get into that for the time being, right? So you see that in principle, what it's doing is, I mean, you don't really have to configure or anything as any complexity or anything that's specific for Raku should be in there. Let's try and see what's in there, right? You see that you can put some name on this, so you can also add some kind of IDs or whatever. This is it. There's not much more to it, right? Every one of those steps is properly called an action. So GitHub Actions is everything, all the environment, but every one of those steps is an action. And we can see this in action, right? So this is not something like that one. So this is the that kind of workflow running in test output, which is one of the Raku community modules that I have been working on lately. And you see that it's got different steps in it. So it's running checkout. You see that there is a little bit of complexity there, but well, it's doing what we would expect to do in any repository. First run this, then run that, and that's it, right? So simply works. But how does it work? Well, as you have seen, we are kind of hiding the complexity of testing. I mean, it's not terribly complex, but still, it's got some steps, right? I'm going to try and explain how we do that, and basically, what we have done is we have packed everything we need into an action. And there are four types of actions. One of them is called container, right? So essentially you say, okay, whatever we are going to run, here's the container, just run this. Shell, which might could be shell or any other of the any other of the interpreters are, that are in there, for instance Python, Ruby, and also of course Perl. JavaScript, so that there is JavaScript is kind of the special language for GitHub Actions, so it's got some specific kind of environment to run that. And what we call composite, right? We are running a composite one. So this is actual a composite action, and this is the actual code for the action. Again, not terribly complicated, but it's hiding, it's hiding some complexity inside. So this is how we describe this kind of metadata for the action. So the composite action is what we need in order to run several steps. Why do we need several steps? Well, mainly because of the cache. Because the cache is something that's an added value of this thing. So we say, well, the first part of the of this YAML file, GitHub Actions are written in YAML file. You probably know this already by now. But anyway, we say it's running a composite action, and then we describe the steps that this composite action is going to do, right? So it's got three steps, not a big deal. You see that that it's describing the steps right here, and it's doing a checkout, then it's setting up a cache, and then eventually it's running the steps, right? Because the steps can be, we see two different kinds of steps here. We see two of them are external GitHub Actions, and then we see another type, which is an external Docker container, which is in the GitHub container registry. We can also have some other kinds, like, for instance, scripts. We're not using them right now. We will see them later on, right? So let's watch our steps. Let's watch what we are doing. First, we are running a checkout because GitHub Actions are general workflows. In general workflows, you don't know if you are going to handle the repository or not. You might be doing something which is totally different. So we need to tell it, no, we're interested in having the source here. So check it out. And also it's called actions slash checkout. Whatever is in the actions namespace means that they are kind of official, so that's essentially the name of a repository. So GitHub has set up a series of repositories which are called actions slash whatever. Like for instance, the second one, right? Which cache is called distributions. So it's called action cache, and it's also relatively simple to set up as soon as you know where the things to be cached is. So it's got two parts. First, you need to tell it what's going to change. If this changes, you need to set up whatever is in the cache again. So it will be a cache miss. If this doesn't change, well, we don't need to set it up again. So what we are doing is we are hashing the meta6.json. We say this changes, just throw away what we have in the cache and set it up all over again. And the, all the comp units and everything, all the precomps and everything is going to be in the .raku directory. So we tell it, okay, so if this changes, create a package with all this all over again. That's good. I mean, that's something that can be done, and we can get something out of that because it's going to make our stuff faster. And then, I mean, the final thing where the actual test install is done, so it's tested through self-install period. We will see that later on. It's in the last step. So that will install, but then the action slash cache sets up a hook. That hook is going to be run after this step. Don't worry about that. But essentially, if this is going to work with whatever is installed is going to be is going to be installed in this step, or it's going to be brought from you know the previous step, right? So this is what it does. So it what I did in that GitHub action that you saw at the beginning is essentially to package those three steps in a single one. Is there some problem? Well, so happens there is. So Ceph is reasonably fast, but still, even if you have some simple dependency, like for instance test meta or some simple one, it's going to take a while. Download everything, download all the upstream dependencies, test them and install them. So you go from 3 minutes, 3 minutes 41 seconds, which is almost 4 minutes, to 1 minute. It's 25% of the time. You might not get so much improvement if you have any other kind of thing of dependencies, or you might get much more. But still, it's preventing your CI workflow to waste time in something that's done over and over again, right? But let's look a bit to the RACO container. So that RACO container was designed specifically. It's not a general RACO container. We have other RACO containers that are, but this one was designed specifically for GitHub Actions, because there are several things so that needs to be done. So it's not really a general RACO container. Why? Because the environment that we have is a little bit special, right? So we need to GitHub, what is saying, okay, it says GitHub is saying, let me take care of this, but I want to make all these things in a specific way, in a specific environment, with specific privileges. What are those privileges? Well, we need to have first the default user ID is going to be 1001. By default it's 1000, but we need to set it up so that it is 1001. Then Git and tar need to be available. In principle, if you got a RACO container, you don't need Git and tar because, well, it's RACO. But GitHub says, no, we are going to use this, right? Also because the default tar that's installed in Alpine is not POSIX compliant. Not, we don't really need to worry about that. That just put this inside the container, right? And finally, this is probably the most difficult thing is that we need to deal with the fact that the home environment variables is set to home GitHub for no reason whatsoever. So it just says, no, you need to set this up this way. And this is kind of complicated because when we are installing RACO, it's trying to think that the home is in a different place, slash home slash RACO, right? So it's going to try and look for all the precoms, all the comp units right here. We don't want that. So we need to take care of that. Not terribly, sorry about that. Not terribly complicated, but we need to tell it that it needs to look for the comp units where it's usually doing that, right? And we need to do so in a way that doesn't disrupt the rest of the workflows. So our little RACO container has all that kind of thing. But once we have that, we say, okay, so we can run all workflows in RACO containers, and that's a nice thing. So that's another way of running workflows. I told that there were essentially three ways of running it. So we had Windows and Mac OS and Ubuntu. And then in this case, we have Ubuntu, but then also whatever is going to be run in a specific job is going to be run inside the container. So GitHub Action is going to set up the whole thing so that every time we run some command here, it's going to say, it's going to kind of drop those commands inside that container. It's going to run them inside, right? This is the container that's wrong. You probably don't remember. It's exactly the same that we have used in the GitHub Action. And then we pretty much do the same. So we check out, we set up the cache, essentially the same thing, except that we are now much more flexible. We can run some things inside. For instance, we want to install some external library or dynamic library, whatever, for doing some native library. We can do it there, right? Other than that, we're doing exactly the same. Check out, set up the cache, and then run self-install.